Slashterfrost.
We're listening. I ended up spitting. See, I didn't have enough spit. Now you have too much.
I got too much.
Yeah, you're spitting all over me.
Okay.
We're rolling. It can be trimmed. Yeah.
Okay.
Holy slash the frass. We're listening to South Tooney Radio. Tune in weekdays at 8:15 for this day in rock and roll history. Rock on!
See you on the flip side.
Thank you so much, my dear friends. At this time, this is not a megaphone. This is a singing horn transistorized by 6 little batteries. You can take it to parties with you and entertain your friends. But it also has another use. I don't think there's anyone in the world today singing through this horn. It brings back sounds in an acoustical-like way. Numbers we all remember. Mr. Stone and the Piano. There'll always be an England while there's a country lane. Wherever there's a cottage small beside a field of grain, there'll always be an England, and England shall be free. If England means as much to you as England means to me.
Of course, it's a good idea to have it free, but get rid of those terrible marijuana.
I feel so bad. Feel like a ball game on a rainy day. We'll be right back.
rolling out of the south tonight. Hey, baby, that dress you wear sure is awfully tight.
You are another mother, I'm looking. Wow. said we'd soon be together for the next good crowd to pay my way and I'd come home forever. One more time to show for my day. One more dollar now on my way. When I
comes from CarMax, offering more than 35,000 used cars and trucks online and in stores from coast to coast. Learn more at CarMax.com.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. There'll be a meeting in Brussels later today between NATO officials and Russian diplomats about Ukraine. NATO has warned Russia has acted illegally in sending troops into the Ukrainian region of Crimea. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the troops are not Russian. They're armed Crimean self-defense groups. Today, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov also insisted the troops were not Russian, although Ukraine says Russian troops are obviously there. Speaking through an interpreter on the BBC, Lavrov says Russia will act carefully in regards to Ukraine.
As our president said, we will do everything not to let any bloodshed, not to any attempt at life and security of those who live in Ukraine, including, of course, the citizens of the Russian Federation.
Secretary of State John Kerry meets with Lavrov later today in Paris. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports earlier in the French capital, Kerry brought together a group of diplomats for talks on Ukraine.
In a formal room at the U.S. ambassador's residence here, Kerry read out part of the 1994 Budapest Memorandum. It's a non-interference agreement by the U.S., U.K., Russia, and Ukraine, a deal that was made when Ukraine agreed to give up its Soviet-era nuclear stockpile.
And none of their weapons will ever be used against Ukraine except in self-defense. Otherwise,
Kerry says he regrets that Russia's foreign minister wouldn't come to this gathering, but British Foreign Secretary William Hague says diplomats will try hard to bring the Russians and Ukrainians together at a high level at some point during the day. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Paris.
Israel says its navy raided a ship in the Red Sea today and took dozens of sophisticated rockets that were built in Iran. Israel says the rockets were headed for Palestinian militants in Gaza. The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today in a case that could reverse the rules under which investors have brought and won class action suits for securities fraud. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports the business community views the case as a good chance to get rid of class action suits that have cost it billions.
In 1988, the court ruled that courts can presume that investors have relied on erroneous or distorted information about a stock without the investors having to prove at the outset that they had actually relied on the misinformation. But the decision was reached on a 4-2 vote, with three of the justices recused. None of the justices in the majority then are on the court now, and today the current court considers a plea from Halliburton to reverse or modify the court's 1988 ruling. The business community views these suits as extortion and points to some $70 billion in settlements it has paid out. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama travels to Connecticut today to repeat his call for a higher minimum wage. He'll aim for an increase to $10.10 an hour. You're listening to NPR News. Just ahead of his first anniversary of election as pontiff, Pope Francis has granted an interview to an Italian newspaper. NPR's Silvio Poggioli says he discussed relations with his predecessor and his passionate followers.
In a two-page spread, Pope Francis answered questions by Corriere della Sera editor-in-chief Ferruccio De Bortoli in an easygoing style. Asked about picking up the phone and calling people at the spur of the moment, Francis said it was a habit he had as a priest in Buenos Aires. When people wrote, he said, I called them up. Speaking of his predecessor, Benedict XVI, the Pope said it's a novelty for the Church to have a Pope Emeritus, but he's not a statue in a museum. He said they've agreed Benedict should actively participate in Church life. As for the current Francis mania, he finds his depiction as a super pope and star offensive. I am a man, Francis said, who laughs, cries, sleeps soundly, and has friends like everyone else. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Another online currency exchange that handles the virtual currency Bitcoin has shut down. The Flexcoin Bank says it can't continue operating because hundreds of bitcoins were stolen from its online vault. They were worth about $600,000. The Flexcoin collapse follows last week's closure of the Mt. Gox exchange, which also handled bitcoins. Texas held its primary election yesterday. Attorney General Greg Abbott won the Republican gubernatorial primary, while State Senator Wendy Davis won the Democratic contest. And the winner of the Republican primary for Texas Land Commissioner was George P. Bush. He's the son of former Florida Governor Jeb Bush and nephew and grandson of the former.
Was his name now? Goo 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 goo, ba da ba jiggle. by your body, then the liquid passing all into all.
Love is hot.
Love is hot. Truth is molten.
listening to South Kootenai Radio, where they do not play Michael Bolton, Millie Vanilli, or Engelbert Humperdinck. Yeehaw!
a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log, but when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy your things, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. That's why I love to come home, 'cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight. Switcheroonie, hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day night. I should be sleeping like a log, but when I get home to you, I find the things that you do, you make me feel.
Yo, 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 it's 420, you're listening to South Kootenai Radio Station. Let's party up to some jazz. Or even rock at 5 o'clock, yeah. All right, stop.
Song about a funny old coming along. Seems sick and it's hungry, it's tired and it's torn. It looks like it's a dying and it's hardly been born. Hey, Woody Guthrie, but I know that you know all the things that I'm a-saying and many times more. I'm a-singing you yeah, this song, but I can't sing enough. Cause there's not many men who've done the things that you've done. Here's to Cisco and Sonny and Leadbelly too. And to all the good people that traveled with you. Here's to the hearts and the hands of the men that come with the dust and are gone with the wind. I'm leaving tomorrow, but I could leave today. Somewhere down the road someday. The very last thing that I'd want to do is to say I've been hitting some hard traveling too.
Beautiful people of San Francisco, please welcome the world's finest, Humble Pie.
Yeah.
Casey's gone. Wasn't here very long. She liked to wag her tail when she got to tag along. But now Casey's gone. Casey's gone. Wasn't here very long. Heaven was a flatbed on a gravel road. Now Casey's gone. Casey gone. Where's Casey gone? Into my memory, that's where she lives on. That's where Casey's gone. That Casey gone. Wasn't here very long. Just an old yellow dog, just another sad song. Now Casey's gone. Where's Casey gone? Into my memory, that's where she lives on. That's where Casey's gone.
drive a broke down rig or made five ties, 40 foot of overload. A lot of people say that I'm crazy because I don't know how to take it slow. I got a broomstick on the throttle. I got a rope it up and it'll ride down. Nonstop back to Dallas. Popping them a West Coast turnaround. And they call me Speedball, Speedball Tucker. Terror of the highway and all them other truckers will tell you that the boy is mad. You keep driving in a rig like that. You know the rain may blow, the snow may snow, and the turnpikes they may freeze. But they don't bother old Speedball. He going any damn way he please. He got a broomstick on the throttle. Throttle for the dancing round with a cup full of cold black coffee and a pocket full of West Coast turnarounds. And they call me Speedball, Speedball Tucker. Terror of the highway and all them other truckers will tell you that the boy is mad. You be driving in a rig like that. One day I look into my rearview mirror. Coming up from behind, there was a Georgia State policeman, oh, and $100 fine. Well, he looked me in the eyes, he was riding me up. He said, driver, you've been flying. And 95 is the route you were on. It was not the speed limit sign. Yeah, and they call me Speedball, Speedball Tucker. Terror of the highway and all them other truckers will tell you that the boy is mad. You be driving in a rig like that. Tucker, terror of the highway, and all them other truckers will tell you.